Hey friend, I'm Mike McCurry. You're listening to Bible Tract Echoes, and I'm so thankful that you are. Today is a special day. I get to share with you a piece of Bible Tracts Incorporated history, a piece of history that I'm holding in my very hands. You see, I had the opportunity to meet a few of Paul Levine's relatives, folks that remember him so fondly, as most people I meet, really everyone I meet that has known Paul Levine, they remember him fondly. And the founder of our ministry, Dr. Paul, as he was affectionately known, he left such a positive impression on so many people's lives. It's incredible to me that there were people that were friends with him, people that were acquaintances, but then his own family also has nothing but good to say about him. Sometimes we can live a double life, can't we? We can be happy-go-lucky. We can be jovial, gregarious. We can be the epitome of what a Christian should be with the outward facing. We can be that on the outside, out of the house, but then sometimes in the home, we're not what we should be. And apparently, Paul Levine was what he should be with everyone. And of course, he was not perfect, absolutely not, but he has left such a good legacy. I told you I'm holding a piece of history. I got to meet some of Paul Levine's relatives for the first time, some I had never met before. I've been blessed to come across the paths of multiple relatives of his, but these folks, the first time I'd met them, and they were kind enough to give us, I guess what you'd call memorabilia. And what I'm holding in my hands right now is a booklet that was the adaptation of a message that Paul Levine preached many years ago. It's called One Step at a Time. And, you know, sometimes preachers will turn a message into a booklet or something like that. Well, this one, I've just been reading through it, and it's been such a blessing to me. I wanted to share it with you today. But the reason this one's special is because this is the very first copy of this booklet. The very first time in physical form, a message that was used by God in an incredible way, One Step at a Time. And one of the reasons I'm sharing it with you this way, the booklet version instead of the recording, is because I have not heard the recording. I don't know if we have it or not. We have tapes that we're working on digitizing and things like that so we can share some of Paul Levine with his actual voice with you, but we have not yet come across One Step at a Time, to my knowledge. So, by the way, if you happen to have a copy of it, we would love to share that with our radio audience. If you wanted to send that to us, the announcer at the close of this broadcast will tell you how you can get in contact with us. But what I wanted to do was share a little bit about Paul Levine. We have a good heritage. We firmly believe that. You'll hear me say that often. And It truly, I was talking to a pastor just a few weeks ago, dear man of God, got to meet him, actually preached with him, a brother Dennis Leatherman out of Oakland, Maryland. He's been the pastor there, Mountain Lake Independent Baptist Church, for about 30 years or so. Brother Leatherman's a good man and a phenomenal preacher. Got to preach with him in New Zealand a year plus ago. And he was talking about how he appreciates that we put an emphasis on gratitude for those that came before us. Gratitude for what we've been given. And please understand, I do my best not to let statements like that swell my head or anything like that. I believe it's the right thing to do. I believe we would be amiss, we would be wrong to not recognize and give honor where it's due, especially with a man like Paul Levine. But one of the statements I made, and I will say this bluntly, one of the things that helps me determine whether or not I can be friends or friendly with men around my age is how well they appreciate, how well they respect those that came before. Are our predecessors perfect? I've already said no, Paul Levine was not, and none of our forefathers are or have been. But I'd ask you to consider the opportunity we have to give honor where it's due, and to be, yes, Christ-like, to come alongside and help raise the hands of the men that have taught us, the men and women that have taught us so much of what we know. I recently read the story of Moses as the children of Israel were fighting, and Aaron and Hur raised his hands. But you realize, I don't read in that passage, maybe he did, but I don't read in that passage that Moses asked them to raise his hands. They just saw a need, came alongside, and helped the elderly patriarch with this battle. Physical battle for him, keeping his hands raised, and God continued to put at naught the work of the enemy. I'd ask your friend to be very careful about your respect for the outgoing generation, if you want to call it that. I'd ask you to be very careful to respect those that came before. Now, I'm going to jump into this book in just a moment here. I'd ask you, if you're listening right now and you don't know Paul Levine, come along on this little ride right now. Today, and today only, I'm going to share the introduction to this book. And of course, this would not be something that would be featured in a message, a recording. So this is kind of an add-on. This is something we would not normally get when we listen to a message by Paul Levine. This was written by evangelist Bill Rice, good man of God. He said this in his introduction, "Meet Paul Levine." This is from 1976. June of 76 is the print date on this. And it has down here, let's see, June 24th is when Paul Levine gave this, the very first copy, to his wife, Dorothy. Bill Rice says, "Meet Paul Levine. The author of this unusual message is an unusual evangelist. 20 years ago, the Bill Rice Ranch was in its infancy. I had never met Paul Levine, but I had heard of him, and I wrote to invite him to speak to the young people I hoped would come to the ranch that summer. The day our paths crossed with that of Paul Levine was a wonderful, wonderful day for both the ranch and for me. He was here that first summer for both youth weeks. He has been here every day of every week of every year of every youth camp from that day until this. There is absolutely no way in the world to exaggerate the worth of Dr. Levine's ministry as far as the help he has been to me and my family and the thousands of teenagers he has preached to at the Bill Rice Ranch through these good years. He's a godly man. Dr. Levine is a fine, clean, wholesome, godly Christian gentleman. In all of these 20 years, parenthetically, this is only halfway through the entirety of Paul Levine's camp ministry. He preached at the ranch 40 years. So this is Bill Rice saying nice things about him 20 years in. In all of these 20 years, I have never at one time known him to say a mean or unkind thing about anyone else. I have never known him to say anything that would come that could not have been said on the platform of the John R. Rice Tabernacle before a great group of young people. I have never known him in private to even hint at anything that would not honor Jesus Christ. He's a generous man. Through these years, we have found Brother Paul to be generous with everything God has given him. He is generous with his money. More than that, he is generous with his time. After preaching several times daily and helping with a recreational program, I have still known him to spend an hour after the evening service in counseling with some teenager who needs his help. And his lovely wife, Dot, or Dorothy, shares in this generosity. Because of ill health, she cannot always accompany him, but she is always willing for him to go from coast to coast where he is needed in the Lord's work. He's a busy man. Paul Levine is a full-time evangelist, and to be the kind of evangelist a man ought to be is a full-time job. But Dr. Levine also maintains a strong radio ministry, parenthetically, that you're listening to the continuation of right now, speaking of being respectful for those that gave us what we have. This would not be on the air if not for Paul Levine. Continuing back, his messages are heard in many states on many different radio stations. In addition to that, he is the head of Bible Tracts Incorporated. This is one of the nation's largest tract ministries. He has sent millions of gospel tracts from coast to coast and in other languages around the world. He's also on the board of the Bill Rice Ranch. When he comes to the ranch in the summer, he brings his office with him. He sets up an office in Stallard, our guest building, and works on correspondence, makes radio broadcasts, writes gospel tracts, etc. He speaks every morning and every other evening. During the afternoons, he is always on the athletic fields. He is not only a good athlete who thoroughly enjoys playing ball, but young people love this friendly man who is always ready with a word of congratulations or sympathy. One step at a time, our family has been greatly blessed by this message. We heard it for the first time 20 years ago, and we have heard it scores of times in the years that followed. And this is a message I never tire of hearing. I'm so glad it has been put in print that thousands and thousands of people who may never have the privilege of hearing Dr. Levine in person may still be blessed by his message in print. This is great preaching. It is the kind that changes lives. We confidently expect to hear that this message in print is a blessing to those who read it, just as we have known it blessing those who have heard it. And let you in on a little inside baseball, a little behind the scenes. I would love to put this book, One Step at a Time by Paul Levine, back into print. My guess is it is out of print, and I'm going to be talking to some folks that originally helped with the printing of it and see what we can possibly do about that. I make no promises. It will, to some degree, be up to them. Though Paul Levine is our founder, this booklet, I respect the folks that helped put this into print in the first place. And so I do not assume that we'll be able to get the rights to it or anything like that. You can pray that way, though. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to look at Chapter 1, God's Will for Your Life. It's such a murky thing sometimes, isn't it? It feels so ephemeral. It seems so foggy. It seems so hard to nail down, but it really isn't. And Dr. Levine does a marvelous job of breaking it down in such a way that it makes it really easy to digest and easy to figure out what the next step is. After reading this introduction, you get the feel of a man, Bill Rice, writing about his dear friend Paul Levine. It's not just bloviating. It's not just finding something nice to say because you were asked to write a foreword or an introduction. It felt so very genuine, what was being said there. And because of the preponderance of evidence, so many people that say kind things about Paul Levine, I had a sneaking suspicion that everything he said was absolutely true. Now, if you'd like to stay in contact with our ministry, if you'd like to hear more about Paul Levine, if you'd like to connect with me, send me a comment, a question, a critique, feel free to reach out. If you'd like to find out if we get to print One Step at a Time in future, I'd love for you to text me. If you text me, I'll make sure you get a notification about that. Text me at 309-316-7240. That's 309-316-7240. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you that has tuned in today. I look forward to sharing with you tomorrow that first chapter, God's Will for Your Life. As always, I have a simple plea, a simple request. My desire is this, that you have a great day for His glory. And we will plan on talking to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.